Tyra Banks makes big moves, Solange rocks a new look, and we have actor Lucien Laviscount in the hot seat with us tonight. All this and more coming up on Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Next.
After the song.
Oh, wait.
Hey! No. Bringing it back. Okay. I've never seen this video.
Get it.
I've never seen it either.
This video is the best video I've ever made. It's where he winks at the camera. It just gives it.
I really? Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
It just makes you think all those stories about him are so
exactly.
true.
Exactly. Right? It's like
all of, like, I could see that at your Halloween costume, maybe?
No, I went as Prince, by the way. I think I did him justice, I'm not going to lie. But Rick James is kind of, he's an inspiration to me, I'm not going to lie.
Really? I wish we'd have found those Halloween pictures of Prince.
I know.
We would have exposed you. I'm just kidding.
No, don't say that. Girls are so sordid.
Welcome back, guys, to another great episode of Black Hollywood Lives Next. I'm Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA.
And I'm Raylan T, and you can find me everywhere at Raylan Taryn.
And we have our guest.
Just me and it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at home already with you guys.
Oh, that's how we're supposed to be.
Where's the guest?
It's the cookout music we got playing in the background.
Exactly.
Right. Where can everyone follow you on your social media?
My Instagram's it's_Lucien because someone nicked my Twitter one. But my Twitter's it's Lucien. So ICSLUCIEN_ it's Lucien. Made that real difficult, didn't I?
That's
it's okay.
You seem to have an H in your name like us, so it's a little difficult.
Does he?
Huh? I'm saying he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, we're Raina.
I see what you're saying, bro. I see what you're saying. I see exactly what you're saying, bro. I feel you.
Khalil, where can they find
Khalil
you?
Khalil Boo Boo. You can find me here at Black Hollywood Live. And on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo.
And make sure to follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, share, comment, all that. We love talking to you guys and all of that good stuff. So let's go ahead and get in with this interview.
Let's get into it.
So, Snatch.
Snatch.
I want to start off talking about that. Can we play the trailer before we get started into Lucien's career?
Oh, gosh.
I saw a little clip of it on his Instagram, actually. They were fighting.
No, boxer. People are born fully fixed. Oh, Billy! Everything about the bully in ice
last night. Everything cracking wrong, okay, old chap?
Head down, arm swinging, father.
Some people are born kind.
Everyone who is anyone knows this place is fronted by Sonny Castillo.
And he was born just plain.
Gossip Girl!
Bubbles with your bubbles, baby.
Smart girl, lady. What else are we transporting other than the Heimels, Mr. Gull?
Diamonds. A fistful.
Where are you going?
To get Mum and Dad tattooed on my knuckles.
You in, you're out.
Oh, no, we're in. All of it to go down on Billy to win in the fourth.
To your corners.
There he is.
Stick to the plan.
If you want to turn Sonny Castillo over, you're going to need me in all the way.
This thing's breaking the internet.
We're gonna get shot.
Better touch him. We'll touch him less. Less touching, please.
If he's gonna play the game, he needs to go in heavy.
Sonny, you and I got a good thing going here. I stay in my corner, you play in yours.
Cash works, fellas.
Oh, it's a plan, did it? Your penis?
Oh.
So basically the longest trailer in history. I think we've seen the first three episodes right there, guys. You know what I mean?
March 16th, that's the day.
That's the day, today.
So let's just go in and talk about this role now. Billy It was Billy effing Ayers.
It was Billy fucking Ayers.
Fucking Ayers. Yeah. Billy fucking Ayers.
Yeah, there you go.
Say proud.
How was your role in this?
It came about in a very funny way. Basically, I got wind that the show was being made about the movie. I was a massive, massive fan of the movie. I think it's kind of an institution back in the UK. You watch Snatch, you watch Lock, Stock, but Snatch was the one movie that stood out. And I got an opportunity to go in and read for the Brad Pitt kind of character. Mm-hmm. If you want that. Black Brad Pitt, you kidding me? it was a given. It was just like I'd do anything I could probably to get the role in. I knocked a few people out along the way. And absolutely. But yeah, so it was mega. It was fun. It was basically, when you break it down, it's like, what do you want to do when you go to work? You want to rob trucks. You want to sleep with hot women. You want to get in a few little tussles. Like, I do all that. You know what I mean? So it's pretty cool.
Speaking of doing what you had to do, me and Reyna kind of shared a look. We saw that body shot in
yeah.
there. What did you have to go in the gym and train really hard, or what was that like?
Was that God?
Kind or was that just God? Yeah, well, God's
it's
gift.
It's amazing what technology's got this day. I went for my audition and I said to Alex Durakoff, the creator of the show, I did say to him, I said, look, listen, mate, if you give me this job, I'll train twice a day. I'll be an absolute weapon if I can. Just give me the job. And I got a phone call. He called me and he was like, Lucien, you've got the job. And I was eating a Twix at the time. And I was like, do you know you know that last little bit, though?
Right.
One more bite.
Yeah, I'd eat around the caramel and everything. Oh, shit. But yeah, so yeah, I just kind of threw myself into it and just went balls to the wall with it, really.
Have you boxed before this, or was that like a hobby for you, or did you just have to have a trainer to get technically
down? I didn't have my family, I'm from quite an unconventional family. Like my old man was like 4-time Miss Universe bodybuilder, and my mum was Miss Universe bodybuilder as well, so kind of...
Whoa.
Wow.
And yeah, but my mum and dad literally...
So you were built.
No, I go home, they're like, Lucien, you look skinny. There's no leeway in our household. I'm like, I was really nervous about mum and dad watching it for that reason. But it's just a bit embarrassing, really.
You guys dressed really well in that, by the way. Yes. I was just like, every outfit was on point.
Yeah. I particularly like the robe at the end. I would wear that. I would wear that.
You got you know, pimp yeah. it out. You know what I'm saying? You're really feeling yourself.
I would wear that here.
Yes.
The show.
Yes. Well, I'm coming back next week, bro. So, all right. You know what I'm saying? I want to wear my robe when you're in your robe.
Okay. Oh, I got a cheetah print one at the crib. Oh. I can wear that.
You guys have to wear it next time.
Well, you don't know. You don't know.
Get it.
Were you starstruck at all with Rupert Grint because he is, you know...
No, I know gingers are actually dying out, but my mum's ginger as well, so I wasn't that starstruck. Rupert's wicked, man. Rupert's probably the most humble cats I've kind of come across that's had that level of success from such a young... Well, you want to call it success? That level of... That profile from such a young age.
Definitely.
And the way he conducts himself and handles himself and makes you feel at such ease. And, I think he was more... struck by us lot and just how outrageously, outlandishly rude and crude and naughty we were. He was in your face, Rupert.
Let's talk about your early career. Like, when did you start acting, and how did that all start off?
Oh, it was so basically, I grew up in an area in England, in the north of England, and everyone talks about cities: Manchester, Birmingham, London. I grew up in a little village town called Burnley, which is. Notoriously not very pleasant.
Really?
So it was...
You grew up in a hood?
I grew up in like a redneck hood, though. I think we're still the only black kids I've ever gone to our school. And
you're Trinidadian, right?
No, Antiguan. My dad's Antigua. Oh, okay. My mum's a ginger. She's Irish. God loves an Irish.
St. Patrick's Day?
I turn up to the pub on St. Patrick's Day, right? And people are looking at me funny, like, why are you... I'm more Irish than you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So representing. But I was always a good kid, but I was a little bit naughty. I can see that.
Yeah.
Naughty like how naughty?
I was a kid, guys. So come on. Like, I just did naughty.
We're talking about stealing candy from the corner store. That's what we're talking about right now.
That's what we thought too.
I don't trust these eyes. You guys are killing me. No, so I was about 10 years old and I had a big afro at the time. And nice. I was feeling myself, not gonna lie. I was shopping with my mum in town. And basically, the shop attendant was, at the time, beautiful. So I thought I'd chirps to her. So I'd spit a bit of game. So whilst I'm spitting game to the shop attendant, and I'm like, look, listen, nah, on a reel, I'll take you out. Like, my mum's going to take you out. She's going to pick us up. She's going to pay.
I got a chauffeur.
I got this.
Don't worry, baby.
Locked down. And it basically came down to a woman overheard the conversation I was having with this lovely shop attendant, which I do think one day I'll probably meet again and marry.
Look at that. Yeah. Chance encounters.
I have no idea what she looks like these days.
Don't box yourself in.
I know, yeah, right.
Keep your options open.
I cannot
right now.
I'm getting so excited. And she was casting for a modelling campaign, which is a department store in the UK called Marks & Spencer's. And she said, he'd be great for it. We're looking for 4 young kids, different diversities and whatnot. He'd come for an audition. And my mum was like...
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, absolutely. My mum got it, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to talk to my kid, like, what? Like, and then we kind of got back and we spoke about it. And the exchange numbers, I don't know the ins and outs, but I ended up going for this audition for this campaign, and I got the job. And it just happened that it was with David Beckham. He's a big soccer player in the UK.
Nice.
So kind of turned up to set, and I was a little bit, like I say, I was a bit naughty, but very polite. And something happened when we was shooting, and it could have gone either way, to be honest with you. I was either going to go back to school on, like, then, get a good hiding off my mum and dad. But it kind of worked out all right. So, he ended up calling my mum and dad and said, look, listen, he's full of energy, he should get into acting. And there's an acting school in Manchester, about an hour and a half away from where we lived, and you should send him to this acting school. And mum and dad took me for the first class, and it didn't go again for another month. It was a long situation, but yeah, and then that's how it kind of all kicked off for me.
So you fell in love with acting then, or is it like gradually progressed, you started to like what you were doing?
I don't know, it does kind of grow on you. So it's like, what else can I do, you know? Like, it just becomes part and parcel of, I think it's just part of me now, I think. And I hate it so much. I hate it. Like, I come home and I'm depressed and I feel like I hate myself. And my mum asked me, like, Lucien, why do you do it? I said, name 3 things. And these 3 simple things, the reason why I do it. And they outweigh all the pressure and the nerve and the anxiety and wanting to be good enough. And it's, the 3 things are basically the 10 seconds I getting the phone call saying I've got the job. Then that 10 seconds of me, I've got the job, turns into, shit, I've got to do it now. Like that, then the pressure comes on again. And second one is going in the room, going into an audition and giving them something that they've not seen before, and seeing a casting director or a director and producer, their eyes light up and be like, oh, that's interesting. And just sparking people's interest. And the third one is, and it happens once in a blue moon when you're on set and you come out of a scene and you just, you kind of lose yourself. And it's like, wow, that kind of had this detachment from myself. And for them 3 reasons, the hell of everything else, like makes it all worth it for me. Yeah.
Wow. Damn, that's deep.
Yeah, that's really deep.
We're getting real deep.
No, because it's interesting just to hear, like, a lot of people, when you think of an actor, like, oh, you're a celebrity, you're in the spotlight, but they don't really think about all the other things that come along with the profession as a whole. So that's interesting to hear about. What roles in your future, I guess, can you see yourself playing that you haven't yet?
I want to be a crackhead. I want to absolutely go balls to the wall, raw, like stripped down.
People don't know, you can play a crackhead, like, you can get away with doing a lot of shit.
Oh, Yeah. You can do all kinds of things. Exactly. I want to be crazy.
Yeah,
I
a crackhead would be fun. What I mean?
Yeah, like just
Halle Berry as a crackhead.
You can throw shit. I just randomly,
right? Yeah. Like, jeez. But
you don't have to explain yourself if you're a crackhead. You just do it.
Why did you do that?
Because I want crack.
I want crack. Shit. A crack rock got me. From that to play Bond to I don't know, just to Bond would be cool. Bond would be cool. I think I've got a while to go for that, but I don't know, anything that where Bond's kind of stereotypical, like I think it's most guys kind of whatever, especially being British. But just any jobs where you can transform, because it's so easy to paint people with the same, oh, you look like this or you are this. It's like
definitely
when you go in a new country or a new city and you ask someone, where should I go tonight? And they turn around and said, oh, you should go to that. Mm-hmm. And then you get to that spot and they're like, you're like, that's what they really think of me. They really think I'm into this. And it's like, I just want to break the mold of whatever the mold I'm in. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, just kind of transform and do something that's a little bit outlandish and outrageous and a bit fucked up.
Damn.
I think so.
Yeah. Some good answers.
I know. So we highlighted Snatch.
Yeah.
So what projects are you working on other than like in the future that we can look out for?
Oh, I'm like ready to roll out. Like I'm back on the market right now. Back on the market. I think hopefully we're gonna get season two. I really do hope so.
This is on Crackle, right?
This is on Crackle, nice. Which is free, by the way, guys. Yeah. So you can just tune onto that shit and just watch it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But so please do that. Mm-hmm. They'll love me for that. But yeah, at the moment, yeah, just back in the realm of auditioning, which I love. I love auditioning. I think it's like I said, it's that kick you get when you get given two scenes, three scenes. You can go into a room and there's no right or wrong. And when you can flip people's heads and just give them something to think about, I really get a kick at that. And it's instant. It's like, you know what? You know if they don't like you.
Really?
But you know if you're not right for it. I've been sat in a room, in an audition room with seven like Pakistani dudes with beards, and I'm looking at the script like, shit, man, I ain't getting this part. I ain't getting this role. I ain't getting it. But at the same time, you roll up there and you give them something to think about, and that's, I get a kick out of it. So just back auditioning at the minute and see what comes.
So what are some things that you can tell someone who's preparing for a huge audition? Like how do you prepare for one?
Oh, it's never a huge audition.
There's never a huge audition.
Prepare for every audition exactly the same as you would prepare.
Practice
for
how you play, baby.
We have created a new bromance, I feel like, in the studio.
What's going off? It's going off. But I think, prepare as you would, but the idea of over preparing is still. You can get in your own head with things like it, and it's the most frightening thing is when you walk out of an audition and you're not free. You're not free to play, and everyone has their own process. So I've never liked to say, look, listen, you should do this or you should do that, because I've got friends who literally walk in half knowing their lines and kill it, because if they spend too much time on something, then they get in the head about it. And then I've got other friends who have to prepare, who'll have more like writing on the sides of their scripts than dialogue in the fucking Bible. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like sorry, I shouldn't have said that myself.
No, it's okay.
But do you know what I mean? And it's, mm-hmm. and everyone's got their own ways of doing it, but every audition is I go for jobs now, even now, where I know I'm not going to get the job, for instance, but I just like to go in there and flex. I like to go in there and it's my gym, you know what I'm saying? It's,
exactly.
And that's what I love to do as well. So I think the idea of preparing for a big audition, just kind of put that to back in your mind and know you're good enough, know you're worthy, and go in there and slay like with a shit.
Slay.
You know what I'm saying? Slay all day.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, guys, make sure you follow Lucien and all his social media pages, so take a look at his work, future work coming up, and then also make sure you catch Snatch on Crackle.
It's free.
For free.
There's no excuse now.
Just watch that. They got some cool stuff on there, too.
They got some dope stuff. Yeah. You know,
Seinfeld is on there.
You know what? I think I did come across Crackle because I was trying to, you know, watch some free TV, and that was like the first
thing. The Steve Harvey show is on there.
Steve Harvey show's on there? Oh, I've been trying to track this down for like a cool minute. Yes,
it's amazing. I'm like, oh my god!
I've been trying to.
Yes, the '90s one, not the talk show.
The talk show, the '90s.
'90s one.
Oh, Sid and
all
them.
This is all new to me. That's all new. Like, I'm from the UK, so I don't know too much about Steve Harvey. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, I
got you.
We got smart guys. Steve Harvey, sister. That came over the pond.
That's good.
So, okay, so you're from the UK.
I am, yeah.
What are some terms that are common out there that we don't know anything about?
The loo.
So we can learn.
Teach
us some terms.
And
we can,
smoke a fag.
Smoke a fag, yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah, what?
That's the thing. See how he was unfazed by it? It's totally a thing.
Smoke a fag. Fag's a cigarette.
It's a cigarette.
Yes.
Smoke a fag. It's a cigarette.
Careful. Coming on shouting that down like we home.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, you can't. Oh, yeah, no. It wouldn't work over here, but I'm just saying.
Sorry, just say it with a British accent. I've got to do it.
Say it.
Oh, smoke a fat.
Hey! That was good. That was good. That was good.
Oh, my goodness.
I like that.
I can't believe I just watched that.
I don't know. My terms are like, I don't know, because within the UK, we've got massive, massive, like, West Indian kind of, like kick in the ass. We've got. So it's like, Wagwan.
Wagwan.
Like
Wagwan.
But that's like,
It all picks up. So what else? All right, I've got five.
I heard you say wicked.
Wicked, yeah.
Is that wicked? Like
wicked,
cool?
Yeah, boss, mate. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Cool.
Gravy. Yeah. It's all gravy.
Okay.
It's all gravy.
And
okay.
Tussle. I'm gonna start using that. I like Tussle.
How do you know all these?
I'm distinguished. You didn't know that?
Distinguished.
I know that, distinguished.
Wait, tussle, what is that? What is that?
It's like a fight.
Yeah.
Tussle.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Oh, tussle.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
We have wicked, smoke a fag.
Guys, we've been friends for like 10
clearly,
years.
Clearly. Yeah.
Past
I
lives
mean,
and
geez.
Shit. Like,
yeah.
We out here.
What else?
You have to say it in a British accent, though.
What? Are you putting me on the spot?
Yeah.
She was a slide at your right.
I can't. No, I'm embarrassed. I can't.
Okay.
Okay,
I don't want to mess it up. You too. You do it.
I don't know what, like, I don't know what to say.
Give us another term.
Yeah, give us another term.
Because we already have smoke of
cheeky.
Yeah. What is cheeky?
Cheeky. What, cheeky?
What does cheeky mean?
Oh, it's your cheeky smile, aren't you?
Oh,
cheeky's good then.
Yeah, yeah, I guess cheeky's good.
Yeah.
Look at everybody. How does everybody know these terms?
I don't
know.
I'm
just like.
Yeah. It's okay. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
So when you guys tell somebody, like, have fun, and we out here, we say, turn up.
What do you guys say out there?
Let's have it. Let's go balls to the wall. Let's get mash up. Let's get
balls to the walls. I like that.
Balls to the wall. Let's get. I don't know how much I can actually say because I have to explain it, and if I explain it, then it's a lot ruder than it actually is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we've got, like, terminology for, like, things that are real filthy, okay, but it's not actually that filthy when you say it.
Mm.
It's the whole thing.
Mm. Okay. Have you picked up on any terms since you've been out here?
Yeah.
I had one today.
Thought.
Thought thing. What is that?
Leo, what is that thought?
What is that?
Explain to the audience.
You never want to explain them.
It's an acronym.
Okay. It really is.
He's Googling it right now.
No, Urban Dictionary right here.
It's an acronym. Letters all stand for those hoes over there.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Where did you hear thought? Like, we were just randomly. Like, where'd you hear this? Out, club?
I don't really go out clubbing that much, but I hear it quite a lot.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, shout it from cars.
Oh. Yeah. People are just telling us.
Like, yeah. I'll tell you one thing, though. When I came to LA, I was really expecting Melrose to be a lot better than it was.
Really?
That Bobby Valentino tune back
in the day.
Like, he put Melrose on the map, thing. And I'm like, I turn up.
I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna go on Melrose. I'm gonna see some bad joints, and it's gonna be like stores everywhere, and it's gonna be like all classy and fancy. And
it's like all I do is walk down the road, and like any one theme that does walk down the road is a thought. Like,
oh my gosh, LA.
I feel bad when people visit LA and then they have expectations. Like,
you're a Valley girl, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
See, my. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
That's cute. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Raina Carson?
From Carson. I'm
yeah.
She's from Hood.
I'm not from the. Okay.
Damn, Khalil.
Khalil. She from the hood.
Damn.
It's like.
It's nice out there. You know, I want to go to this place called Hiccups out there in Carson.
It's like downtown. It's not that ghetto. Okay, see?
It's not that ghetto.
You don't visit. You know what I mean?
Khalil, does that make sense?
A lot of people from Carson go come at you in these comments.
Nah, I'm saying. Nah. I got people listening.
It's pulling the leg. It's pulling the leg in it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we have to shut. Well, let's just you know talk what? About, let's just talk about Lucien.
Yeah? Or let's see what Lucien thinks about. Yeah, let's see. Okay,
we
so
talk about
it's time for Next or Nah, which is our segment, which is about what is trending right now. So, basically, Solange.
I think
was,
I have a picture.
Yeah,
of
Solange
this.
Was we, rocking a new look.
Okay.
And
you ready for this?
Get ready to see if you like it. It is plastic. I'm sorry, not plastic. Paper bags as dresses.
Wow. She's on the right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Next or Nah.
I'm just really more worried about her if it starts to rain. Like, yeah.
Yeah, this is like definitely a summer in California type of outfit then.
And just don't sit down in it because...
What if it rips?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's kind of all right.
Well, you know in L.A. they make you pay for bags now. So maybe...
Oh, shoot. They do.
She's like, sweet, I'll wrap this up.
Khalil, next or no? Your next girl, she coming out on your first date looking like that? Next?
Nah,
or?
Nah.
Lucy, when in the UK.
I still rock with Solange, though.
You still rock with Solange, but not the look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can't not rock with Solange. You're going to get, like, karate kicked to the head. You know how that goes down.
If you're in the UK, you think this would go... This would be like kind of fashionable.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Let's get real.
I just
Raina.
Nah.
Did she go out wearing it, or is it just for like a little?
It might be for the picture. I'm not too sure if she's gone out in it. You know, it just brought me back to a time when I was young and I used to.
Wear paper bags
in my towel
and
bags? I used to like
so
my
you were
towel
homeless.
Was like a dress. No, I got the shower. Do you used to do
I
that?
Still, yeah,
yeah.
I wear a towel around.
Yeah, I'd be like when I was young, I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm gonna make a clothing line out of my towels and call it From Rags to Riches."
Really? So I think that's amazing.
Isn't that back to the
yeah.
Still?
But I think
to rich
because it's gonna be rich because now I'm about to be selling these towels that look like dresses.
So you
in
would
the store.
Be the only one who went to riches, and everybody else is still at
rags. Rags to riches, girl.
You would still wear rags.
Thank you.
To riches.
Rags to riches because now it's rich. You could be wearing some nice, you know, Egyptian cotton type.
I was going to say, you're going to get some real good
like
fabric.
With like a 1,000 thread count.
Yes.
Okay,
cool. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Khalil. You know you would have.
Moving on.
You would wear it.
You would wear it, especially wear if it felt good. You have your little cheetah robe, so why not?
A robe and a towel aren't the same thing.
It's classier.
It's classy. Yeah.
Okay. I guess.
More creative.
But this just...
All I gotta say is if the Snuggie sold millions...
That's
thank
true.
You.
You can make some money, really.
Thank
that's
you,
true.
James.
That's a good
Snuggie
point.
Snuggie sold millions. What the hell is a Snuggie?
You don't know what a Snuggie is?
Did Snuggie didn't make it across the pond?
No, man.
Oh.
That's basically a backwards robe.
It's a backwards
yeah.
robe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, when I got out of the bath when I was a kid, my mum used to wrap me up in a towel. It doesn't make any sense. But, like, she'd come at me like that and wrap it around me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So
you
just
can't
like that.
Actually move.
But you can put, yeah. It's
yeah,
like,
they have sleeves.
It's more, oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like a onesie, I would say. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
But now they have mermaid blankets. So like, you've seen those? It's like a blanket. It's like a mermaid
and
fin.
And it has
really?
Fins at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, it has fins in the end. So you
it's
don't
basically
have to
stop your kids from running around.
Well, they're for adults.
It's like, yeah. Oh, they're for adults.
Yes. Khalil has like 5.
I kind of want one.
You didn't even know what it was.
I don't even know what to say about that one. I don't know what to say.
No, it's okay. I mean, he does.
I like it. Nah, cool, man. Cool, bro.
Tell me. He posted on the Instagram.
Right. Oh,
now we're live.
Now we're on the gram.
When it's on the gram, it is real.
The cheetah print robe is on the gram. The fins, you've never seen that.
I want to see the cheetah print robe, for sure.
Okay.
Fashion-wise, okay, so do you think, personally, UK fashion is better than, say, L.A.?
Yeah, let's say LA fashion.
Because not everyone dresses the same.
I don't even know what LA fashion is.
I don't know
is.
What LA fashion is either.
Well, this is,
I mean, you have, if you see somebody, I don't know, I kind of, you can see
they'll Chuck Taylors and Duck Dickies?
But different cities from New York and LA.
With a gun drawn on the side?
Like Tim's, like, for example.
Okay, that's New
that's
York.
That's a New York thing, right?
Right.
So that's what I mean. Like LA
Chuck Taylors with a gun drawn on the side.
It's, so you've been around Hollywood,
the gang
too.
Symbols. Have you seen those? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I watch YouTube. No, I think what was really, really interesting, no matter where you go in the world, people dress for the weather. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, to be fair, like, you guys don't even run around in Tim's because you ain't traipsing through 3 foot of snow.
Mm.
If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except Odell wore them on a yacht in Miami one time.
You wore.
No, Odell Beckham, a football player. He wore it on a yacht in Miami.
We're not going to talk about football players.
I'm just saying, that was weird. But anyways, continue.
Yeah, you don't wear any shoes on a yacht, man.
Well, he did.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Timberland's at that.
I feel like the UK fashion might be better. I used to be on Lookbook a lot, and I used to, really?
Yeah,
I think we do well. I think this. You know, LA swag is very much like whatever, cool, throw it away. You know what I'm saying? It's a throwaway swag, which is dope. But I feel like UK kind of become a little bit more.
Because you guys, have, I think, because you guys have like all the great designers though too. Out there.
And we have seasons and all that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So. We like to
like
layer it
fall out here is still summer out here.
Yeah. I don't know what day is. I don't
yeah.
know what time of year
yeah.
it is.
It's winter and it was just like 90 degrees the other day. So
that sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Get out of here. She loves it. She's a little sun child. She's from the valley. She's like a little sun baby.
I love it.
That's wicked.
When it was raining, I was like, oh my God.
Clock that.
Wicked.
That.
You need to see it in the accent, Runa.
Wicked. Sorry.
Wicked.
Wicked. I can't say it. Wicked.
Yeah, I love it.
Whatever. but yeah, you guys, that was your
attempt?
That was my attempt.
Okay,
is
let
that
me
good?
See.
You have to try it too. That's wicked.
That's wicked. That's wicked.
Really, I like Spice Girls.
Yeah. I love Spice Girls.
Was Spice Girls big?
I wanted to be babies
out there. Are they still big?
No.
I don't know if they put much weight on them.
It's okay.
Anyway, sorry. That's our show, guys. Yes, I know.
No.
The music is playing.
No.
That means we gotta go.
Oh,
no.
But this isn't our last time we're gonna have Lucian in here with us. We're gonna have a full hour, just him. He's gonna share everything. We'll set it up soon.
Ooh.
So make sure you guys tune in. Watch Snatch
on Crackle
for free.
Seriously,
free?
That's your homework. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
That's your homework.
I'm Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Raina_LA. Have a wicked Thursday.
And I'm Raylan, and you can find me on Instagram at Raylan Taran. And I want you guys to have a wicked day.
She should show me out!
Stop! Where did that come from? Wow! Wow! Up top!
Share your
hit me on Instagram, @_Lucian. I don't really use Twitter that much, but I'm on there somewhere. You can find me.
Khalil Boo-Boo on Twitter and Instagram.
Boom.
Okay.
That was quick, because this I'm thrown off.
Okay,
so,
my turn.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
And make sure you follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Instagram and Twitter. And tune in next week for next at 6.
Awesome.
See you guys. Bye.
Thank you.
I can do it for a long time.
Thanks.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.